Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry, 99.5 FM, The Word. Well, it's Thursday, my brothers and sisters. We're almost at the end of the week. What a wonderful week this has been. You know, God's grace is more than sufficient. Just want to thank all of you who are tuning in to my brothers and sisters. We're going to be, actually, by the time you hear this, we'll be returning, or we'll be through with being with our sisters at WCCC tonight. Lynette and I are looking so forward to seeing you once again. The last time we were there was when Christ the Pharaoh was able to play a few songs for everyone there. That was such a blessed night. In fact, I think it's one of the highlights for Mark and the team from Christ the Pharaoh. You know, they have such a busy schedule. But just to be blessed, to be out there with each and every one of you, really touched their hearts. And you know from their heartfelt testimonies that their lives were changed by being with you. You blessed all of us. So to our sisters out at WCCC, mahalo. We'll be seeing you tonight. You'll be listening to this after we're there, but bless you anyways. To our brothers in Halava, oh, that Friday chapel is coming along. Pastor Scott's getting more and more excited, just like the old days. Keep coming and spend some time with Pastor Scott. You know, he's been right where you're at. Didn't read a book. He didn't watch a DVD. He actually lived through the trials and tribulations that you're going through, too. Talk about getting it from the horse's mouth. That's just unbelievable. But a shout out to our brothers out there in Halava and to our brothers all the way out in Wayava. We haven't forgotten you. I know Brother Angel and Brother Bob have been pulling the midnight oil with you, but we think of you every day. And now that Convoy of Hope is completed and done with, we can get back right into our prison ministry. You know, we've missed everyone so much, but to coordinate, you know, three sites on two islands in a span of 8 days and to distribute approximately 67 tons of food, thousands of pairs of shoes for kids between the ages of 3 to 13, 20,000 hot dogs in Oahu, and about 2,500 bowls of beef stew and rice in Kaunakakai. It takes a lot of planning and it takes a lot of coordinating. But it's not about my wife and I. It's about all the volunteers, all of the team leaders, all of the site leaders. Once again, want to shout out to Jen Pagood from Aloha Stadium. Want to shout out to Pastor Mel Corpus out at Kapolei Fairgrounds. And we want to give a shout out to Pastor Cameron Hero, the one and only from Molokai. Don't want to forget our brothers at OCCC and our sisters there. I know that the team has been toiling quite steadily and faithfully with all of you there. Thank you so much. And we hope to see everyone this Saturday. To our FDC boys, don't forget us. We're coming back. We're coming back. And it's going to be nice to see everyone once again. Hope all of your families were able to participate in Convoy of Hope Hawaii. This is by far the most far-reaching since we did have a chance to go to Kaunakakai. But now that Molokai and Oahu were all done with Convoy of Hope, we need to get back into Free Inside. We're digging in with both paddles, paddling that water. We're going to paddle this canoe, amen? The other night, we were so privileged and so honored to have Pastor Atama, I'm going to try it, Valakabure. Sorry, Atama. He came to talk about a conference that they have for young adults. And it's going to be starting tomorrow, August 2nd, up at First Assembly of God Red Hill. That's the big church on the hill, right after Kaiser Hospital on your right. They have a wonderful speaker tomorrow night, but they've got a lineup with some really great local speakers. And I'm talking people that will just have an opportunity to impart into your life. And we're talking the full gamut. We have this guy, Pastor Ryan Moore, okay? And I just met him at the hotel the other day when he was checking. Brother is a young adult, if not a young adult or an old teen. I mean, the guy looks like he's still in college, but he has such the life, such the spirit, such the excitement of the Lord in him. Just meeting him, I was getting excited. I figured, wow, maybe even I get a chance. I'm 30-ish. But just a wonderful conference they're putting, called The Awakening, Ignite and Empower. And, you know, some of the other people speaking is going to be none other than Pastor Sean Peoples. We've got Tayao Tevaga from Destiny, Pastor Atama Vakalabure. But here's somebody you want to take note of, Pastor Joe Onosai. Yes, the same Pastor Joe Onosai that was one of the strongest men in the world in that competition, Dallas Cowboys fame, University of Hawaii. But his greatest accomplishment, was marrying his wife, Anne. So thank you, Pastor Joe, for that. You can send the check to Free Inside later. But it's Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8:30 a.m., Sunday night, 6 p.m., and it's going to be spent Sunday night with none other, the number one Christian reggae band in the world, Christ the Far Eye. I was blessed to have them with us at the women's facility last Tuesday, and they were with us before in the island of Molokai, blessing them. These guys roll. I mean, I see anybody, any age, with that beat and just the Holy Spirit and the words that they come out with, just people moving for the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is at First Assembly of God. That's right next to Kaiser Hospital, Moana Loa Road. Now, if you need tickets, because it's $20. Now, look, if it's $20, that's less than $7 a day. Look at everything you get. And it's you can get it online at www.firstaog.com. www.firstaog.com. And then you can also walk right up to the door. Or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can actually call Atama at 836-4005, 836-4005. Now, for those of you that have family on the outside, my brethren that are inside, tell them to try and go to this if they can, and their lives will be forever changed. Another wonderful event happening this Friday, tomorrow night, the Waikiki Shell. Never before, but we serve a mighty God. If you got any brothers, any uncles, any nephews, any sons, any grandsons, men only, sorry to all the wahine out there. Sorry, you can go inside the park, Kapi'olani Park, and scrape them. But inside Kapi'olani Park at the Waikiki Shell, a free, what did you say, Bula? Free concert for all men to go to. And we're talking Christ the Far Eye, but opening tomorrow night. Going to be Kapena. Kelly Boy himself going to open up. Christ the Far Eye is going to close that concert. Free concert. Now, they do have food booths and other booths with other things available for sale down there at the shell. The concert is free, but you got to buy your own food. Okay, come on now. We can't give everything away free. So, if you like eat, you got to bring some scripts, bring some bucks. But the concert is free. And for all the wahine, you cannot come in the shell, but I'm sure you guys are going to be in the park. Waiting for your loved ones to get power and drive you home. Amen. Once again, Free Inside is our prison ministry, our First Assembly of God. We reach out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. We bring the word of God to them. We bring an encouraging word to them every week throughout the facilities here on the island of Oahu, and even all the way back to Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our brothers are incarcerated. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. We do have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. We have a Facebook page for those of you still paddling out in the wave of social media. And the Facebook page is Free Inside Ministry. And we also have an email address, and it's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Many ways to partner with us. We support the three P's of ministry. We support all your prayers. Thank you so much. We receive them, we request them, and we believe in them. You can partner with us by participating. Come and hang out with us when we do our live connection with the families with a video visit. We do that the third Saturday of every month at Radio. Or come and go through the training by the state of Hawaii, Bruce Spencer and his gang, and you know, get certified so you could come in. And if your heart moves you so much and the Lord is calling you, you can come and minister with us. Inside the facilities, any one of our 42 services we provide a month. And the last P that would support our ministry is the financial one. What did he say? The financial one. It is the kind. Yeah, that's the kind. My wife is Filipino. So the three P's of ministry is prayer, participation, and financial. But we're going to get right into the word right now. And I wanted to thank everyone once again for tuning in. You know, there is a word coming tonight for someone, and I know that someone is going to be changed by the Rhema word that the Lord put upon my heart today. I hope that by the end of this show, someone will be better than when this show began. I feel someone's going to be closer to the likeness of God's image than when they turned on their radio. Amen? Amen. You know, a good friend of mine, Pastor Ron Showers, and he's all the way from Missouri, with Convoy of Hope. Now, his job title changes all the time, but whatever his job title is, he still gets out to Hawaii whenever our convoy. So he's got to be pretty high up that food chain. But he had given a message that I wanted to touch on just a few points, if I may. And it was after he had left the island of Molokai. Actually, they were staying out on the west end of the island, and they had to drive into Kaunakakai. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the west end of Molokai, pretty windy. Pretty windy. Pretty dry. So while he's driving up that long, winding road from the beach house that they were able to rent, a bunch of them, it was actually economical. They all chipped in and stayed at a beach house, and they all chipped in to cover the cost. But he's driving up the road, and he noticed that these trees that are the windbreaks, you know how when you're driving by somewhere, you always have these windbreaks? Well, he's noticing when he's driving up that each and every one of them are bent over. They're bent sideways because of the wind. They're bent sideways because of the weather, and they're actually growing crooked. I mean, even if they wanted to, they couldn't straighten up to grow. I mean, they've been conditioned to a certain pattern or a certain way that they are actually growing in a way that was different than they were designed. Amen? Amen. You know, actually driving in Kailua, in Kainui Drive, I think when you drive down that road and you're going to turn onto Kainalu Drive, I call it Duck Lane, right before you turn onto Kainalu, there's a coconut tree that's growing parallel to the ground. That's right. The trunk is actually growing sideways. Strangest thing you've ever seen. And the trunk is thick, man. That thing is a fat one. So it's been growing like that for a long time. Many, many years. Looks so funny because it's not the norm. You know, coconut tree is supposed to go straight up, a little bit wiggle, but not take a 90-degree turn and grow parallel. I mean, even the coconuts and everything is about only 8 feet off the ground. If that, the tree goes up about 4 feet and then boom, makes a right angle turn, boom. It's the strangest thing you saw. But that made me think of when Pastor Ron was talking, and when I saw that tree, I was kind of thinking, what makes something lean or bend over like that? You see, normally for us as human beings, if I was leaning to one side or the other, you would say that I was out of balance. You would say that I'm favoring one side more than the other. For anyone who's ever pulled a muscle in your back, you know what I'm talking about. You got to bend over. You can't stand straight up. The pain is so bad, you can see Gideon the angel if you stand straight up. But sometimes we lean not because we want to, but because we have to. That's interesting. You know, there's a great story in the book of Luke, and it's about a man named Zacchaeus. He was somebody. He was a chief tax collector in Jericho. Very, very wealthy. But everybody hated him. They despised him because in his position as a tax collector, he would charge what the government wanted. He would charge what Rome wanted. He would charge what was due Caesar. But he was also able to overcharge the people of Jericho. And he was very greedy. Whatever he could get extra was his. And he also worked for the government. That's another strike. Nobody likes you when you work for the government. So he was short. He was greedy, worked for the government, and he collected taxes. How much worse could it get? You see, and everything he could get over what Caesar wanted, Zacchaeus was able to keep. What a system. But you see, Zacchaeus had the little man syndrome. I call it that because he was short. So probably in his anger, probably in his resentment, you know, for being born with such stature, you know, when you got to walk and all you're doing is looking at people's belly buttons and whatever, you know, life can be pretty depressing. So I call it the little man syndrome. But, you know, he couldn't see over this crowd that had gathered. But he was going there for a reason. Let's read the verses now. I'll read it from the NLT version. Luke chapter 19 and verses, or Luke chapter 19. And we'll just start there. 19. Yep. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Now all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." What a wonderful story. I want to just share that out of the Jesus book, if I may, real briefly. Bear with me. Sometimes you need a little bit of chili pepper water. I get tired of eating hot rice with tuna and shoyu. I need the chili pepper water. So we're going with that right now. And this is in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus went go inside Jericho and they go pass right through the town and he never go stop. Over there, get one boss for the guys that collect money for tax for the government named Zacchaeus. And he stay one rich guy. Zacchaeus like see what Jesus look like, but he no can see him because he stay real short. And get plenty other people that like see Jesus too. So Zacchaeus, he go run in front, climb one fig tree for see him, because he know exactly where Jesus going by in that place. When Jesus go by there, he look up and tell Zacchaeus, "Come down now, Zacchaeus. I got to stay your house today." So Zacchaeus, he come down real fast. Take him inside his house. He stay feel real good inside. All the people see that and start for squawk already. They stay talking, huh? Jesus been go inside the house of that guy. They get the bad kind name. Zacchaeus, he stand up and tell the boss, "Look, boss, I going to give half of my stuff to the people that no more nothing. And whoever went go rip off, I going to pay them back four times more than what I went get." Jesus tell him, "The guy that owned this house, he from Abraham's Ohana. Today, God take him out of all the bad kind stuff he doing. Because me, the guy that's for real, I went come here for look for the guys that stay cut off from God. For take them out of the bad kind stuff they stay doing." Amen. Amen. So look at what's happening here. I just love this story. So knowing that he was short and he had to go climb a tree to see Jesus. So that when he had that chance, that sliver of an opportunity, when Jesus would walk in by that little space in time, he would see Jesus. You see, and when Jesus did walk by, he looked up and told Zacchaeus, "Come down, because he's going to hang at his house." Now everyone started grumbling. "Oh, he going to the house of a sinner." I guess all the people grumbling were really sanctified. They must have never been a sinner themselves, huh? So Jesus chose to have dinner with a sinner. You see, but Jesus is looking for those that are looking for him. Amen. Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. He climbed a tree. He wasn't in the crowd with everyone else. He wanted to separate himself from the crowd so not only that he would see Jesus, but the hope that Jesus might see him. He went that extra mile. He made the effort to see Jesus himself. What are you doing to separate yourself from the crowd? Does the Lord hear your prayers? Are you sanctifying yourself? Are you preparing your heart? But look at Zacchaeus. He was rich. He had everything. He had everything he needed and much, much more. But there was something he wanted. He wanted to see the Messiah. He wanted to see who this Jesus was. And even though Zacchaeus had everything, he had something inside of him that still wanted to see Jesus. That little burning question, that little burning desire that was rooted deep inside of him. And Jesus changed the heart of a tax collector. Jesus changed the heart of Zacchaeus, a very wealthy tax collector, someone that the world despised, someone that the world looked down upon, someone that the world probably would rather not be seen with. But Jesus changed his heart so much that he would pay back everyone, not one, not two times, not three times, four times the amount he had collected. Four times. For every $100, he was going to pay back 400. For every $1,000, that would be 4,000. That is unreal. But I like in verse 10 when Jesus said today, in verse 9, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. It makes me wonder, how are you bent? Are you like the trees of Molokai, all bent one way or the other, just bent over by situations in your life, by frustrations in your life, by the environment you've been surrounded in, thinking that there is no way you could ever change? Zacchaeus was bent. He was bent towards Caesar. Zacchaeus was bent towards greed. He was bent towards collecting the taxes and then some. Zacchaeus was into wealth. Even though he might have been short in stature, he was going to make up for it by being wealthy. He was going to make up for it by taking from others what he shouldn't have taken. He was going to make up for his shortness, for his lack in stature, by accumulating more worldly things. But even with all of that of the world, he still was looking for something that he was missing. Amen? How are you bent? I learned that if you're bending and you happen to lose your balance, sometimes, you know, when we bend and we lose our balance, where do you fall? We don't fall opposite towards where we bent. We fall towards where we're bending. I'm trying to get to something that I hope each and every one of you can grasp, my beloved. How are you bent? I keep asking that. You see, I try to stay bent to the word of God and not the world. So if I do fall, and I fall every day, my brothers and sisters, I know that I fall on the word of God. Amen. I fall on the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. What is the evidence of Christ in your life? How are you bent? You see, our ministry, Free Inside Ministry, we lean to the lost. We lean to the broken. We lean to the incarcerated. We don't do what's popular or easy. We do what the Lord has compelled us to do, which is to set the captives free. My brothers and sisters, if you live in the past, you will stay stuck and stupid. Don't let your past punish your future. That's the lies of the enemy talking to you. You see, you know, one day, and I hate to bring this up, but one day we're all going to die. Physically, one day, we're all going to die, and we're all going to have a funeral. And at that funeral, you have to ask yourself, what do you want people to say about you? How do you want to be remembered in this life? Maybe some of you want to be a good dad or a good mom, good auntie, good uncle, good tutu maybe. Maybe you want to be remembered as a good coworker. Maybe you want to be remembered as a good neighbor, someone who was good to the community, somebody who gave back to the community, someone who thought of others. You see, in your eulogy, how are they going to talk about you? Will there be anything good to talk of? Do you want them to speak fondly of you, to remember you in a kind light? You see, when you think about that, if you think how people, you want people to remember you, if you think about the legacy that you would like to leave, that is not your eulogy, my brothers and sisters. Hear me right now. That is not your eulogy. Think this through now. How do you want to be remembered? And write that down. Get a piece of paper. Write that down. Look at all the good things you want to be remembered for. That's not your eulogy. That becomes your life plan. Hallelujah. Let's live life backwards. You see, we think of how it's going to be at the funeral. Now let's live backwards from that moment. Because how do you make a mistake in your future? You can't, because it hasn't happened yet. But all your mistakes are made in your past. So let your past be your past, and let's work towards your future. You see, your life is one of two things. It's either an investment or an expense. I invest in the kingdom. I invest in building the kingdom of God every day. I invest in the kingdom because I know eternally where I'll be. It's not an expense. It's an investment, because I know the return on my investment is going to be great. What kind of investments are you making? Are you putting all of your hope and trust in what's in front of you in the world today? Or have you given your life to Jesus? Have you taken that step out of the safe zone into the faith zone to believe not the seen, but what is the unseen? You see, if you want to get remembered a certain way, then you have to start living your life that way so that it will be remembered. Amen? You know, it's called living for the dash. Everyone has it on their tombstone. In my tombstone, it'll say, Bula Eastman, June 10th, 1959 to whatever year, 2040. So you have a beginning and you have an end. You have the start and you have the finish. You have the birth and you have the death. And what you have there is just numbers. But you see, what occurs between the two numbers of your birth year and the year of your death is something called the dash. How are you living your dash? That's all we live for, because in a second, it's over. Eternity's forever. How are you living your dash? Remember I said, let's live life backwards. Let's remember what you want them to say at your funeral, and we live back from that so that we begin to live what they were saying about us. Because all of our mistakes are made in the past. So let your past be the past. Don't let your past punish your future. That is something that I so strongly believe in. It's just like what's done is done. We can't go and undo that. You know, I just want you to know, my brothers and my sister, we care so much for you. I have no doubt that God will work it out. Because Jeremiah 29:11 is our anchor verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. My beloved, you were born to, you were not born to simply exist. You were not born to simply exist. Prayer is the door to the presence of God. Prayer is a door to the presence of God. The chaos around you, my brothers and sisters, should never override the calm that is within you. The chaos around you should never override the calm within you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come as you are, not to stay as you are. My beloved, I just want to let you know that there is a hope and a future for each and every one of you. It's in Jeremiah 29:11. That is our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry. It's something we hold on to, something we believe in. I believe in wholeheartedly. And it starts with a choice to change your life. Tonight, you took a chance. You made a choice to take a chance to change your life by listening to this program. I want to thank you for that. But it's more than just listening to a radio program. It's more than that. It's about taking that next step, giving your life to the Lord, and getting right with Jesus. You know, there's so many opportunities you have to do what's the right thing, but we let them slip by us. I just want to let you know that Jesus is waiting for you to talk to him. Take your time, but call him tonight. Lean back in your bed, put your head on your pillow, say, Jesus, I had a bad day today, or I had a great day. Either way, reach out to Jesus. Let him take control of your life and expect the miracles to come.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.